The murder weapon is an Easton full-length aluminum arrow, Hank told the officer next to him, who was writing down what Hank said about Scott Goodman. Hank was bent down over top of the body, wearing blue latex gloves and using a pointer to move things around on Scott's person.
How do you know that?
I probably should have been more focused on the dead body in my camper, but I was impressed with Hank's knowledge. I wedged myself between him and the other officer. Fifi was snuggled in the crook of my arm.
I'm reading the arrow.
He looked up and glanced over his shoulder at me.
May, you should be outside.
Why? I'm fine. I've seen a lot of dead bodies now, with you. I shrugged. This one isn't so bad. Not a lot of blood like the last ones.
What do we have here?
Colonel Holtz had pushed his way into the tiny camper, making us all stand up, with all of our shoulders folding forward, something Mary Elizabeth would have a heart attack over. Colonel was a short, stocky man in his early 70s. He had short gray hair that required a comb-over, wire-rimmed glasses, and a little belly. He wore khakis and a light blue button-down under his white coroner's coat that had his name embroidered on the chest pocket.
Archery and rifle club coach from the high school. He's been renting from May for...
Hank glanced back at me.
How long?
2 weeks. See, I knew he needed me here. I squeezed my way into the corner of the trailer where the record player had been playing and noticed Scott's choice of music was the 80s. Fifi wiggled a little. I held her closer to my chest.
What's that?
Colonel looked at the chili all over the floor. By the way his nose curled, he must have thought it was something that could have come out of Scott's body. It's chili. I dropped the bowl when I found Scott. I blushed. Muscle control went completely out the window. My hands flailed around before I gained control of them and stuck them in the front pockets of my jeans.
His license says he's 45 and lives over on Race Run Trail Road.
Hank and Colonel looked back at me. Fine. I knew they wanted the dirt. He's married. I'm not sure why he's here. I haven't gotten that much information from him yet. He gets up around 6 a.m. He leaves for what I assume is work around 7:30-ish and is back by around 5 p.m. unless they have practice, which is on Monday and Wednesday. Then he's usually driving back into the campground around 8 p.m. So what if I watched everything everyone did around here? It was my campground, and I had to make sure everything was good.
Have you talked to his wife yet?
Colonel asked Hank. How's it going in here? A woman that I'd seen once before popped her head into the camper. Hank. She greeted him with a big smile and did that whole French thing where they kiss both of each other's cheeks. She didn't bother acknowledging me. Hi, I'm May. I took a step forward to make sure she knew I was there, because the last time I'd seen her at a crime scene, I thought she was the coroner and that she had flirted with Hank. Since then, I'd found out she was the assistant county coroner and mostly worked at the morgue.